ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Roaring into your eardrums, welcome to the Jurassic Jam of Can We Help You? Franco, yeah. Your friendly neighborhood T-Rex here with Sash, our saber-toothed sage, and Jax riding in on his trusty Stegosaurus, ready to navigate the primeval landscape of life's ponderings.
Oh, that was a weird ending.
Sorry, I'm out of ideas. I went for a dinosaur.
I do like dinosaurs.
There was a weird ending.
Well, yeah, are you ready to, what was it, navigate trusty something primeval landscape? Yeah, that's it.
I'm glad I'm on a Stegosaurus, personally.
We're here to ponder life on our Stegosaurus.
I like being a saber-toothed sage. Yeah. I feel like I got wise last time as well. AI knows I'm wise and witty.
I think my professional writer, who is not in no way related to ChatGPT, might think that you're the smart one, and also thinks that Jax is a girl, I've just realized, because it was writing in on her trusty Stegosaurus. So I might need to fix that up.
Well, Jax often gets forgotten as a host, so why not misgender him as well?
Yeah, sure.
Right? I'm always the forgotten one. Come on, guys. What is this? I basically hold this show together.
Don't know.
It's true. We rock up once a week and you re-listen to everything and edit it and put it on the internet.
Cut it all together.
That's true.
Come on.
Now, speaking of dinosaurs, there's a dinosaur exhibit on in Sydney at the moment. It's like the Jurassic World.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm going to go with that.
Well, my sister-in-law went. I was keen too, but then she's like, oh, there's like a few dinosaurs and they're just robot dinosaurs. I don't know. I don't know if it's good. It's like expensive as
Sounds
well.
Sounds kind of lame.
I mean,
unless they'd like to sponsor us, in which case it sounds amazing and we should all go for free and everyone else should go and pay for it.
We should record from the dinosaur, from inside
great
the dinosaur.
Idea.
Oh.
The OB from inside the dinosaur.
That'd be cool.
Inside the Stegosaurus.
I do like Stegosaurus. Are they the ones with the triangles on their back?
Yeah.
I thought they had
like
the
around
big,
their spine?
Big long neck.
No,
I don't know about dinosaurs.
Brontosaurus.
Yep. Yeah, no, there you go. You're exactly right. That's why I need to go to this museum.
You need to learn.
Didn't dinosaurs technically have lots of feathers like a chicken?
Well, that's what they reckon.
Saw that once.
Yeah, people think maybe, but also we can't really tell.
Hmm. If only we had cameras
It was a long time ago. No cameras.
Surely there's no way we could ever know. Although then like, oh, I guess feathers can't be fossilized. That's the problem. Because I was going to say, wouldn't you find like But wouldn't you find imprints of the feathers in the fossils? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm not an archaeologist. I don't know how that works.
Paleontologist.
What's the difference?
Paleontologists work with dinosaurs.
Specifically dead. Dinosaurs, yes.
So what's an archaeologist?
I don't know.
That's
but it's
more like
different.
Human remains and like ancient Egyptians and that kind of thing.
You fucking idiot.
So a paleontologist is a dinosaur archaeologist.
No, I think a paleontologist is an archaeologist who
specifically knows the Paleolithic period, but I don't know what I'm actually talking about.
So if you're an archaeologist or a paleontologist and you listen to this podcast, hit us up. Love to speak to you.
Or if you just know the difference definitively. I mean, we could Google it, but where's the fun in that?
No, that sounds boring to me.
This is not a podcast for Googling things. This is a podcast for talking shit and pretending we know what we're saying.
Franco's just as we were speaking then about boring dinosaurs things. There he goes again. He's cracked open beer.
Yeah, look, we're recording a little bit later. It's a Thursday.
Yeah.
It is the afternoon. It's, I'd say, late afternoon, and I wanted a beer. It's been a day, and I deserve it.
Absolutely.
This is my time to relax. I get to record a podcast and have a beer.
Treat yourself.
What's your guys' opinion of the airport beer pre-midday?
Why not?
Only international. And only if you're going on a boozy vacation.
Okay.
So if you're on your way to Bali and you're going to be at bars for 2 weeks anyway, then, yeah, why not get a head start?
Now, the way I look at it, and I don't do this much anymore because I usually haven't eaten and my stomach doesn't like it, but what I would generally do is before getting on a long-haul flight, you always wander through duty-free. And they always have the little desks there, the little setups. And it's always like, you know, Maker's Mark or Johnny Walker or something. And they're like, oh, would you like to try this $800 whiskey? And you're like, yeah, I'll take one of each of them.
I've never seen that in my life.
I didn't know that was a thing. What, they give you like the little sample bottles, you mean?
Little sample cups.
No, it's a cup.
So you just stand in the store doing shots, do you?
Yes, and then you go, that one's really nice. Oh, let me try the next one. Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. Oh, I'd like to buy one of these.
And you've just got duty free.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, hang on, let me try that one again. And then because often they don't have heaps of people waiting around, you know, to try the alcohol, so that's how you do it. And then you get on the plane and then you just conk out, sleep for half the flight.
Surely they know what you're doing.
Yeah, obviously.
Four or five drinks in, they know, this person just wants to get pissed for free.
Yeah, but they don't care, and I don't care.
There is nothing more awkward than standing at a sample table, I've decided. Like having to, especially if you do, I usually genuinely want to try whatever they're offering, but like I don't necessarily want to buy it, but I might buy it, but like just having to do the, yes, very nice. And how much is that one?
Yeah.
You know, and then
and like everyone acts like the person that you're talking to is like the person who made the whiskey, like it's important to them. They don't care.
I hate it.
You just feel that pressure to act like,
I hate it.
Like they do.
In Italy, when we're in one of the Tuscan towns and that, you know, you do wine tasting at all the shops and, oh, God, I was so sweaty and hot. I was the only one in there. There was nowhere to sit. You know, in Australia, if you do like a tasting at a cellar door, usually there's somewhere to sit. Like they pop you up at a bar. Yep. And it's very casual, but like you can kind of sit and feel like you're enjoying the wine. I was just standing in this shop sweating. Shane was standing next to me. He doesn't drink wine, so he didn't care. So he was just standing there. And then these two guys standing there talking at me about these wines. All I wanted was to sit down and have a cold glass of water somewhere, but I had to try the – don't get me wrong, it was lovely to try the wines, but, oh, my God, and just, oh, and what about this one? And he's like, oh, oak barrel aged. I'm like, oh, I don't give a fuck. I just wanted to try some wine, like, you know. Do you know what I got to try the other day at Coles of all places? A little bit of pizza. They were just doing pizza samples.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It was yummy.
At Coles?
I like that.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't seen a stand like at a supermarket like that since I was like 5 years old.
No.
That's good. They're bringing them back.
Maybe.
Yeah, I feel like they're coming back. I was at Target the other day and there was a guy, then just he had piles of Lindt chocolate and I was like, I'll take one of them.
Yeah.
I know what Lindt tastes like, but yeah, I'll have some.
Yeah, I'll have it. I'll take it for free. And then a few weeks ago, at my local Whole Foods, I popped in and this was actually a really good one. And I was wandering past, I saw there was like a sampling stand and I was like, oh yeah, you know, because look, I've been the sampler. I've done promo and been the sampler. So I feel bad because I know when it was me, I'd be like, just someone come and like, just talk for 5 minutes because I have to stand here all day.
What did you do it for? I've done it as well. What was your sample?
I did it for chocolates. I did it for alcohol. So I did Bacardi tastings for a while.
Ugh.
It was fun.
Bacardi tastings.
Slowly you just make sure that the product is, you know, up to scratch and then you have a good shift, right?
Yeah.
Do you have, and then sneak a few shots here and there?
Oh, look, I was 20, I think, at the time, so, you know.
Okay, so let me rephrase that question. Did you ever work sober?
I had to drive there and drive back, okay. So, look. But this one at Whole Foods, I was wandering past, and as I sort of got to her area, she said, because she had like a little portable grill kind of thing, and she was like, would you like me to make you a grilled cheese?
Oh, and I was like,
immediate stop. And I was like, huh?
She was like,
would he make you grilled cheese? And I was like, yes, I would. And so she and she was, it was a bread brand that she was sampling, and she made me a grilled cheese. And I took it and I went, this is great. And I was, but then the problem with that was it was a delicious grilled cheese, but then I had to do the whole, oh, and what bread is this? Oh, and how much is it? And she's like, oh, we've got a sale on at the moment. It's 25% off. And I was like, oh, okay. I'll have to have a think about it, but I might get it on my way out.
Yeah, I'll come back and I'll get some, definitely. That's always the line.
Oh my God,
isn't it? That's a genius way to sell bread, though, just by covering
genius,
it in cheese.
Brian. Right.
Yeah, exactly. What tastes bad with cheese?
I'm not worried about what bread it is. I just want a cheesy toasty.
I don't think there's anything that tastes bad with cheese.
Mm-mm. I think you could put cheese on nearly anything and it would taste amazing.
I was going to say maybe like that whiskey stand at the airport might not go well with cheese, but you could give people cheese with that and that'd work.
If you gave me one cup with whiskey and one cup with like just a little cheese sample. That's me for the. I'll just stand there all day and take samples from you.
You'd miss your flight.
Hey, should we get into a question?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, I have a question here from Ronnie. Thanks, Ronnie, for your question.
Rooney.
Ronnie writes, I've got a question here specifically for Franco.
Oh.
You're up, Franco.
Hello, Ronnie. I think this will just be full of compliments and nice things, I'm sure.
Ronnie says, your episode where you did a master debater on Canada gave me some inspiration for my own Canada trip that I'm taking at the end of the year. By the way, Canada is great and you all should definitely go.
For the record, I like Canada. Never been, but it seems nice.
Ronnie says, I'm going on a ski/snowboard trip with my boyfriend and his family. But since my several snow-related broken bones, I can't ride as much as I used to. So I thought I'd get back into an old passion of videography, get some nice videos.
Oh, okay.
I have a Canon 5D, but I haven't used it for videography before. It's also technically not mine. It belongs to my company. Should I get another camera of my own for videographer? And if so, what would you suggest? Do I need a stabilizer? I used to be a film student, but that was so long ago and I remember nothing. Can you help me, please? Love from Ron.
Oh, okay, we're doing camera suggestions,
yeah,
aren't we?
I'm just going to say, if you're listening to this and you, like me, don't give a fuck, sorry. It's just
hey, well, you might all learn something. On this podcast.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, it's a very niche. It's not like, oh, my boyfriend left me, what do I do?
Niche.
Which everyone can kind of relate to on some level, or oh, what should I have for dinner tonight? It's what camera should I buy? And Ronnie, thank you for paying your listener tax. We appreciate you. And by all means.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Send us camera questions. I'm just saying, if you're listening to this, just stick with us. You might learn something new. I'm going
to
stick with it.
I think that we should probably spend this time just talking about videography in general. I'd be happy to do maybe 30 seconds of nerdery right at the end where I actually mention all the camera brands. Okay. But I want to make this interesting to listen to as well.
Franco's the perfect person for this question because it's ski trip and it's nerdy videography.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, when I went on my ski trip, the GoPro's all you need. Just make sure that you... that you attach the little glue mount to your helmet before you get to the snow, because otherwise it will fall off while you are going down a mountain, which happened to me.
I was going to say, surely that's obvious, but of course you did that.
No, I because I rented a helmet because I'm not a skier. I didn't bring anything with me, so I got the helmet and I realized, oh, it hasn't got a GoPro mount on it. So literally minutes before I went down the mountain, just popped that on, didn't really work.
No, I can't imagine it
would. So did you lose your GoPro in the snow?
Well, I saw it come off my head and then I did a very controlled break, which turned into a fall. And it luckily, it tumbled down the mountain and just fell next to me. So I just picked it up and popped it in my pocket.
Lucky.
Yeah, it definitely could have went a lot worse.
So you're saying GoPro? Invested in GoPro.
If you're going, well, it sounds like Ronnie's not actually going to be doing any skiing or snowboarding. If you're doing anything action related, I don't think I've taken anything more than a GoPro on holiday for years.
Really?
When we went to Fiji or when we went to Queensland and did all of the rainforest and stuff, a GoPro's all I needed, all I wanted.
But, can you get good, proper, nice videos though on a GoPro? I know you can, but like if you want to like set up shots somewhere and like not I don't know really. Do like a time lapse or whatever, like don't you need something a bit more?
Yeah, I kind of wanted something like super easy that you can just turn on and like kind of forget it's there, but also I do videography as a job, so I wanted to forget that I was a videographer for a little bit, so I wanted the opposite of what Ronnie wants. I would suggest, in all honesty, and this goes for Ronnie, but it goes for everyone else, use the camera that you've got. In Ronnie's case, use the 5D. It's fine. It'll do the job. You'll learn how to get the most out of it. I've been doing a lot of filming on my new iPhone, which is a fantastic camera.
Yes. Now, I saw, because I've got the new iPhone too, and I saw that the new Olivia Rodrigo music video was shot on that bloody phone.
Yeah, exactly. I watched, this is very, very nerdy, but on Halloween, Apple did an announcement of their new MacBooks and it was like a very fancy professional video and they filmed that whole thing on the iPhone.
Of course they did.
It's a good camera. It'll do what you want it to.
I just want to point out quickly, sometimes I'm like, you know, 2 minutes later to a record than Franco and Jax are, and I'll jump on and they're mid-conversation because it just loads up and then I just join the call. And they're sitting there and they're talking, they're nerding out over stuff. And this is how I feel right now. I just wanted to point that out. And I sit there and I'll literally sit there because I have nothing to add. So I just sit there and listen. Just wait. And I just listen to them go on, oh, yeah, DC6595X. Yeah, man. Oh, no, I didn't get that one. Did you see the email from Apple? Oh, yeah, Apple's bringing out, you know. I'm just like, fuck. So continue. Jeez. I'm trying
really hard to make this as accessible as possible for people who don't give a fuck.
No, you're doing a great job.
Use the camera you've got. Make the most of it. Learn how to use it. Learn just about cameras in general. Learn about angles and learn about lighting and just the very basics. It does not matter what camera you've got, honestly, especially now.
What about for Ronnie? So for me, because I used to really like photography, but never the technical side. I just like taking photos of things. And you know,
like it when the photos look good, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely. But like I'll see people when I was in Europe and there are people with big cameras and they're taking photos. And I'm like, fuck, man, how do you get the energy to do that? What are your tips for, how to incorporate videography or photo taking into your holiday in a way that might be enjoyable for, you know, someone that you're traveling with as well?
Okay. So there are two ways to go about it, as far as I can tell, because I've gone on a lot of holidays and I've taken all sorts of different amounts of camera with me. You've got option one, which is what I did on my most recent holidays, which is take a GoPro or take a phone and that's about it, and enjoy yourself and hit record as much as you want, and then you'll get to relive it from a weird kind of shaky perspective that doesn't sound so good.
Lovely.
Option two is get a really good camera bag, chuck in a camera or two, a few lenses, a flash, whatever you need, and break your back while you trek through the rainforest and change lenses exactly when you need to, and make sure you've got the right straps and you've got them all over yourself and you've got your clamps and and you look like an absolute idiot, because hey, you will get amazing photos, but you might not enjoy yourself.
I always think that's like so much effort to
It is a lot of effort. It is. And it's just so tiring. At the end of the day, when you've got an extra 15 kilos on you, like you don't realize it while you're doing it, but oh my God, you want nothing but to put that camera bag down.
I took my nice-ish, I got a pretty nice camera, and I took that to Europe, and I didn't take it out most of the time. I just took my phone. Phone takes good
exactly. The phone good takes photos. You know? The phone takes really good photos.
I got to be honest. Like, I know a lot of people, they like to take their cameras and whatever, or even their phones to take video on their holiday. But I don't really understand why. Like, what would I take video of my holiday?
I definitely get it. Look, video. I kind of get it for video or photo. I specifically did take my camera and like the bag and the lenses and everything out for one hike when we were in Queensland, and I got some of the best photos I've ever taken. And I spent my time editing them and posting them, and people were messaging me saying, oh my God, these look great. But there is a story behind that photo. And the story is, you know, I trekked around with a camera and 15 kilos on my back all day and I was miserable. But I think it's important to just, to find a balance between the two. Maybe either get a small camera. That's an option. Get a small camera that isn't too cumbersome. Learn how to use your phone. There's like special photography apps and stuff that you can really get into on both iPhone and Android. Or, you know, just take a massive 300mm lens and get a workout.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
The other thing I've noticed is people do video stuff more now, and it's so that they can make their little TikToks. Have you noticed that? Did you notice that, Jax, in actually, your mum, you would have noticed your mum doing it. Your mum's a big TikToker. She was all over TikTok with her videos in Italy.
I just don't understand the appeal personally. Who's like, I don't want to watch my own. Look, if I'm in it, maybe one day I'd be like, oh, look at us. But if I'm not in it, why do I want to look at videos of scenery? I can look at that anywhere. There's videos of scenery all over the internet. I don't need my own videos of scenery.
Yeah, part of me is like, oh, I forgot that I should have taken more videos in Europe. I took photos. I reverted to my millennial brain and I was just taking photos of everything. And I was like, oh, I should have taken more videos. I'm like, of what? Like me panning on the Ponte Vecchio, of the Eiffel Tower.
This is the reason I took a GoPro with me, and I had like a backpack with like a front strap, a strap that goes around the front. I just clicked the GoPro to that and let it record for, 20 minutes. So if I wanted to one day like kind of, I guess, relive my experience of my holiday, then I can just actually watch like what we did for, 5-10 minutes, and it feels like real time instead of a photo and you don't exactly know what people were saying or anything like that.
It's a pretty cool idea. The other thing is, I find that when you take something nice on holiday, like whether it's a decent camera or even like a decent laptop, for example, like it just becomes like, if you've just got your phone, you just slip your phone into your pocket and then you can just, it's in your pocket, or, if you're a girl, your bag or whatever. But if you got a camera or like a laptop, then you're like, oh, I can't put this under the plane, so I have to put it in my carry-on, but it might be too heavy, so I have to try and like pretend that it's not too heavy so they don't weigh it, and then I have to like carry it around, and then it just becomes like a stress on you for your whole holiday. And you're like, oh, do I leave my camera in the safe, or do I take it with me, or is it safe in the hotel room on its own, and I'm going to need insurance, and I need a special amount of insurance. It's like, oh my God, who could be bothered?
Yeah, fair. All right, nerd out, Franco. Brands, cameras,
All right, I'm going to keep this as short as possible, but I know that especially when I was like younger and I kind of thought that the cameras that you use are the most important thing, and that the better the camera, the more, like the better your photos will be. That's absolutely not true. But I did always watch these videos of people saying that and then wonder, oh my God, what camera do they use though? Like, what do they use? I couldn't get past that question. So I use Canon cameras. I use a Canon R6 for most of my work. It's a 4K mirrorless camera. There are smaller alternatives. There's the Canon M50s, I think they are, or there's the Sony A6400s, which are great options, especially for holidays. They all film in 4K. My secondary camera is the Canon 5D Mark IV, which is exactly what Ronnie has, potentially. It's a 5D of some sort, and those are also great for video. There we go. Nerding done.
Lovely. Thanks, Franco, and good luck, Ronnie. I hope you enjoy your holiday to Canada.
Send us some videos.
Send us some videos. Can't wait to see.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, Ronnie, if you have the option for stabilization, yeah, do it, because otherwise you're going to have to carry a gimbal around. It's the whole thing.
A gimbal? What's a gimbal?
A gimbal is that weird robot thing that, like, holds your phone or holds your camera, and it kind of, like, makes things steady. But they're,
oh, I love those.
They're heavy.
So,
cool.
So it's not the guy in the little suit. Okay. All right.
No, that's a gimp. That's a gimp. I haven't heard those two get confused before, but gimbal is not a sexual thing. That's all I'm going to say.
And don't forget, you do have one more thing to say.
Oh,
come on! You're closing out our Jurassic themed episode, well, or what?
Well, this is a bit depressing, but as the meteor of conclusion draws near, we bid you a prehistoric farewell. Stomp around with us in our ancient playground on socials at Can We Help You Podcast. If you've discovered a fossilized question or a dino-sized debate, unearth it on our website at canwehelpyoupodcast.com. Stay colossal and catch you in the next Cretaceous chapter.
Stay colossal.
Oh, God. I don't think we will be catching you in the next
Stay colossal
Cretaceous chapter. Stay colossal. What does that even mean?
I like it.
I don't know. Stay big, you know, like a dinosaur. I think we are the dinosaurs in this situation.
No, I was riding a dinosaur. You're a T-Rex. Sasha's just a sage.
I'm a saber-toothed sage.
You're a saber-toothed stick of sage.
Oh, yeah, you are riding a stegosaur. That's weird. Yeah. Why are you riding
we're
dinosaurs? Anyway.
I'm also a woman, apparently.
Yeah, so. You are. Well, look, it doesn't matter because the meteor's about to hit. So,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, see you guys on the next episode, and send us your questions at Can We Help You Podcast and canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
Stay colossal. Bye.
Bye. We're not making that a thing. Bye.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.